setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. In other words, it's about your purpose in and through your work. What if you weren't looking at work the way most people do, which is that I work to live, to make a paycheck so I can take care of my basic needs and hopefully make some memories, buy some toys? What if you looked at work the way I look at work? And that is, you were created to work. In other words, created to contribute. Work certainly gives you a paycheck. But what if you moved from paycheck to purpose and you were doing work that you were really good at, that you loved, and that produced a result that connected to your values? You'd be going from success to significance. And that's what we want to help you do. There's 7 stages to doing what you were born to do. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. That last stage, really those last 2 stages, 6 and 7, get the dream job and give yourself away. This is where you get to the top of the mountain and now you're looking out and you begin to expand the dream and you're no longer working for pay. The pay is fantastic, or it's what you need. And now you're working for legacy. That's what we all want. We all want to make a difference in this world. So that's what we talk about. Thrilled to have you with us. The phone number to jump in on the conversation is 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. So I want to just touch on something that I think may blow some of your minds. And I'm going to give you the predictor of your future thoughts and actions. I can predict with unbelievable accuracy what your future thoughts and actions will be by simply learning from you what you read and who you listen to. What you read and who you listen to will determine your future thoughts and actions. By the way, I could throw feelings into that as well. And feelings, ooh, feelings drive so much. So let's break this down. What you read. This could be everything from social media posts that make you jealous, make you full of comparison, which is then going to eat away at your soul, and you're going to start to get miserable and discontent and all kinds of gross yuck up inside your heart. Just because you're spending all this time reading and looking at somebody who you just want to be like them instead of being you. Could be negative news. Some of you already know this, but start to audit or inventory your daily consumption of news. Are you reading negative news only? Most news is negative, you're saying. I know. But if all you're doing is reading things that tell you the world is coming to an end, I'm telling you, you're going to have a negative bent on the world and just go from negative bent to straight up fearful. That's happening in our world. You say, Ken, well, I can't live with my head in the sand and be completely uninformed. I didn't say that. I'm telling you, you have a finite amount of time every day, every week, every month, every year, and what you are reading, what you are consuming or listening to, matters. So what you read, what you listen to. So again, and you say, well, Ken, what about watching? I look at the same thing. Well, if I'm watching programs that are garbage, I'm watching a bunch of fluff all the time, a bunch of violent stuff all the time, I could just keep going down the list. What you read is going to determine what you feel, what you think, and thus what you act. So, could be social media posts from all kinds of just nasty people. Again, the fear-mongering negative news all the time. Trashy novels that don't add any value to you at all except just gross entertainment? Or are you reading biographies? Are you reading books that'll help you grow, challenge you? And who are you listening to? Now, again, I'm trying to make this super simple. So, again, if you're watching a show, you're listening to somebody. All right? So I'm keeping it simple. What are you listening to? Same kind of deal. Are you guarding yourself from negative, backbiting, trash? Or are you just watching anything that just comes at you and you're letting yourself get influenced? Here's the thing. The more we consume of garbage, it's going to affect our feeling, our thinking, and our acting. We will act fearful. We will act doubtful. We will act aggressively. We will be risky, or we will be super, super conservative and safe. You just start running through all the different ways that you could decide to act based on what you're thinking and feeling, based on who you're talking to and what you're listening to, what you're reading. It's a diet. What's your appetite for? Do you find yourself being drawn into all the scary and the world's going to come to an end and we as a country are divided to where we can never get along again and this person is evil no matter what you think about them, you're being told. You know, what's going on? Do an audit. What's actually influencing how you think, feel, and act? And so again, if I spent any amount of time with any of you and I could just literally walk through and go, what kind of stuff you're reading, what kind of books you're reading, what kind of articles you're reading, what kind of magazines you're reading, what are you watching on TV, who are you talking to, who do you spend time with? Okay. What's their bent? Do they lean this way or this way, or this way? I can tell you how you're going to act in the future. Folks, this is kind of a scary thought. I don't want you to be scared. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm saying if you are just kind of on autopilot, and you're not paying attention to what you're reading and who you're listening to, and you wonder why you're not where you want to be in a certain area of your life, don't overcomplicate this. I'm trying to simplify and free you. Look at an area of your life where there's a gap from where you are to where you want to be. And once you identify the gap, I want you to start going back and going, huh. I've got this gap, and as I look at the gap, I can also identify the actions that are allowing the gap to exist. I'm not making any progress. So then go, who am I talking to? Who am I listening to? What am I watching? What am I reading? Oh, change it. And I'll just say this, final thought on this. I want you to do this audit that I just described, and then after you kind of tie it together, and go, oh, I want you to try for 30 days to eliminate what you're reading or the voices you're listening to that are driving your negative actions. And for 30 days, cleanse. And then not just cleanse those voices and what you're reading, but also substitute something else that is completely different. And just watch what happens. Just try it, 30 days. If it doesn't work, Joe will give them their money back. Oh, wait a second. I didn't charge them for that. That was free? Oh. Your call's coming up next. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000. All thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us as we help you discover what you were born to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. And it can be. We've got the 7 stages. We'll walk you through them. We'll help you get through each stage So join us. It's a free call, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Columbus, Ohio, where Patrick will start us off. Patrick, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, how are you?
Patrick, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Nothing much, just had a couple questions.
All right, go for it.
So I'm 17, and I called into the Ramsey Show last week and asked him some questions about money, and also I'm investing into his financial coach master training.
Oh, good.
And he told me that he wouldn't want to take $3,500 from a 17-year-old and probably someone won't take advice from me quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you was, after high school, I still have 1 year left. I'm not really looking forward. I don't really want to go to college because I don't want the debt. And I'm just not a big fan of school. I don't do well in school.
Yep.
But I really love finance, and I really want to help people with finances. That's why I'm looking into coaching.
Yeah.
And what I was just wondering, steps I should take since I'm still in high school, getting into the finance industry.
Yeah, so I understand what Dave is saying to you, but I also know there's some kid, I saw a headline on this, I didn't click on it, but I guess this kid's 11 years old and he's a social media sensation and he's giving people like financial advice. So we live in a world where, you know, you never know what can happen, but I understand what Dave is saying, and I think what he's saying is you want to get a little bit more experience to be able to, you know, build a true business, charging someone that kind of money to do, you know, financial coaching. So I think for somebody like you who knows he doesn't want to go to college and you know that you love finance, I think you're getting in entry level position, doing anything you can, even if you're just taking out the trash, you may be a personal assistant for a financial advisor, you know, certainly from, you know, the Ramsey world. I'd start with the SmartVestor Pros. If you think about Columbus, Ohio, here's my homework assignment for you. I'd find out how many, go to RamseySolutions.com and find out how many SmartVestor Pros are in the Columbus area. Okay, so for example purposes, let's just say there's five, okay? So I want you to reach out to all five of those offices. You call them up, right? And you say, hey, my name's Patrick, and local, getting ready to graduate high school. I know I want to go into the finance industry. Big Dave Ramsey fan, called a show and I talked to him as well as Ramsey personality, Ken Coleman. And Ken told me that I needed to come see you, because I know I want to do what you guys do and I want to get in now. I'm not going to just go off to college because I know that I can get all the financial certifications other places. I don't need a 4-year degree for that. But what I want to do right now is just work for you guys. I want to get in the building. And so that means if I got to be a personal assistant or I'm in the mail room or whatever, or if you don't have a job for me now, can I shadow somebody? And what would that look like? How long would you be willing to let me shadow? Could I do an internship, which, doesn't have to be paid? You know, because again, I'm willing to do whatever. That's what I want you to do for the sole purpose of, Patrick, eventually getting hired at one of those places. And by the way, if you go see one and one says right away, yeah, we'll do that, go see the others too, because you never know what's going to happen. But I want, your whole goal is to actually get a job in a support lower, I mean, we're talking low entry level, you know, entry level job. That's what you're looking for. And you can do the financial coach training. And so now you've got the knowledge. But what's important for a 17-year-old is to get the experience to go with the knowledge. So you shadowing one of our SmartVestor Pros, and I mean, if you've got to empty the guy's trash, that's what you do. Because he's going to tell you all kinds of things that you would never learn in college. So that's the goal for you. And so you do whatever it takes to get a job in that industry. And now that you're in, now you start working your way up and you'll have the certifications and all the things necessary. And then you look up one day and you're probably one of the smartest, most knowledgeable 21-year-old financial advisors that exist in Columbus, Ohio, if not the number one. And that should be your goal. So that's what I think you should do. Questions about that?
No, that's what I needed to hear.
Yeah, man. I think I hear a smile on your face.
Oh yes, I'm excited. I'm just ready to ready to get moving.
You know what's great though about being 17, man, is that you can still live with mom and dad. They know you're not a loser. You're getting after it, and I tell them exactly what we talked about. And this is, you don't have to make a bunch of money right now. You can go get a couple other jobs. You don't even need a life for a while.
I already have two jobs.
Look at you, dude. Ain't no stopping you. No stopping you at all. Hey, do you have a copy of my book, The Proximity Principle?
I do not.
Yes, you do. Hang on the line. Now, this is important. Amanda, let's get him a hard copy. Because listen to this, Patrick. The plan I just gave you, I'm going to add one detail to it. Amanda's going to pick you up, and she's going to send you a free hard copy of my book, The Proximity Principle. Now, I want you to read it, and I want you to do it because it was written for you, okay? It's going to tell you how to get where you want to go by getting around the right people. I tell you the specific people that you need to be around and getting in the right places, and I point you to those places as well. I tell you what they are or where they are, and then I tell you what to do when you get there. Now, listen, I want you to also take a copy of that book when you walk in to meet these guys and gals that are SmartVestor pros, and you tell them, I talked to Dave Ramsey and Ken Coleman. You show them the book, say, Ken sent me this book. And I'm doing what Ken told me to do in this book. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You got this, dude. Oh, I want to hear back from Patrick. And when Patrick lands the job, Amanda, because he's going to land the job, I want him to call back and tell us, because I want parents and other college, he's not even college age, but I want everybody to hear young 17-year-old's story, how he got in, because he did exactly what I told him. And he probably did it a little bit better than I told him. I just see it. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Hey, some of you are going, Ken, I want to get there, but man, my financial house is a mess. Well, that's good, because you're in the right place. It's okay, because I'm helping you on discovering that work you were created to do, getting qualified to do it, getting connected to do it, getting started on the ladder, getting promoted up the ladder to be able to do it. And oh, by the way, Dave Ramsey's helping you with the financial piece, the baby steps. And you can do the baby steps. Many times you have to kind of walk through baby step 2 and 3 first. Sometimes you can do both. You can walk through the baby steps and walk through my 7 stages of getting where you want to go. One of the ways you can do it on the money side is our Every Dollar app. It's the best budgeting app on the planet. It's called Every Dollar. It's going to help you keep track of your monthly budget so that you know where your funds are going and why they're going there. That's what the budget does. Help you find some money to maybe get qualified. So text the word Every Dollar, and we're going to smash those two words together, no space. Text Every Dollar to 33789. Text Every Dollar to 33789. It takes about 10 minutes to set up that first budget, and it's totally free. Some of you are going, Ken, I can't afford to get qualified. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see if we can find some money. Let's see if we can see where we can make some sacrifices, which will then free up some money to get qualified. Let's try a budget and see if it'll help us get out of debt faster than we ever thought possible so that we can then fund the dream. You know, living like no one else with your money so that later you can give like no one else isn't just donations with your money. How about doing the work you were created to do? That's stage 7 of my 7 stages, is give yourself away. You're not working for money anymore. And when you are, you know, financially set, you can actually pursue the work that you've always wanted to do and have financial peace and purpose in your work. It's all possible. Let's go. Don't move. Quick commercial break. Then we're back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, big news, folks. We mentioned this earlier this week. Excited to tell you that we have opened up another batch of coaching sessions one-on-one with me. So these are 3 one-hour sessions is how we do this. And the first 10 people that jump on this then we're shutting it down again. And so the team came to me and said, hey, we want to do this more. We sold out last time. And so we said, hey, let's do it. So here's what we're doing. This is a limited opportunity where I'm going to dive in deep with you on your mindset, your big career goals, getting you with that clarity that you need so that you can confidently step forward. We'll design a plan together. I'll hold you accountable on it. There's simple, easy homework in between each of the three sessions. And it's an hour with me one-on-one. It's your session. You ask me whatever you want to ask me. And I really love it. And we record it because we're going to be training others on this. And we'll also send that recording to you so you can go back and watch it in between sessions and after our three sessions are done. So tremendous value. Normally be $4,800 for the 3 hours. We're offering it for $2,400 because we're recording these sessions for a future course. So you're going to get it for $2,400. So three sessions, $2,400, one-on-one coaching with me. Go to kencoleman.com/coaching, kencoleman.com/coaching to sign up. And when you go there, you can click on the calendar and book your first session. Come on. So I got one later today, Joe. You know, hey, man.
That's fantastic. Go.
And so it's always fun. It's a deep dive. And so join this opportunity, kencoleman.com/coaching. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Griffin, Indiana, where Arthur joins us. Arthur, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Mr. Coleman, how you doing?
Arthur, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I was doing some work on my computer, and now I have the opportunity to ask you a question.
All right, good. What's up?
My question is, how does do the work you were created to do look for a 40-year-old father of five living on a single income? My wife is an amazing stay-at-home mom. How does that look for that situation where I'm semi or financially stable when it comes to income and trying to look for what it is I was created to do, or not look for, but how to determine what I was created to do, but still maintain the income and health and benefits and so forth?
Well, we got to first figure out what it is you want to do. Then we figure out the money part. So when you say, so I don't know what you expected me to say, but when you say, what does it look like? I'm going to say, what does it look like for you? I don't believe you make a phone call to me at this age in your life and you've been successful and you don't have a couple of ideas. But if you don't have any ideas, we can dig a little bit. But I think you got some ideas and you're a little scared. Maybe you're doubtful that it's possible. How do I know this?
I do have some ideas, and it's funny that you say be scared and doubtful, because my wife and I were chit-chatting about it after watching you the other night, and the things that I like to do are I like to build, right? I like carpentry. I do a lot of stuff around our house. I've helped friends do stuff. But I also like, I'm very organized. I like the administrative aspect as well. But one of the things that my wife and I were talking about was, she said, I bet you any money he's going to say, at some point you're going to have to step out and face.
Yes, but it depends. I didn't say jump off a cliff. She's
no,
right.
No, correct. But you bringing up the being scared, that would be part of it, right? Because I'm comfortable right now.
Yeah, sure. But let's go back to what you said. What you told me is you went right to passion, which I define as work you love. And you said, yeah. I love working with my hands, specifically carpentry. You like fixing stuff, so I would call you a solver. You love solving stuff with your head and your hands, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes,
correct.
All right. So you also mentioned that you love organizing,
yep.
Right? So, correct. You know, we could call that planning. You're a okay. Planner, right?
I am.
Yeah, man.
I'm a funeral director by trade.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So that you love planning something, and a carpenter has to come up with a plan. Carpenter always got blueprints. A carpenter looks at it and goes, okay, I'm going to build this over here. How would I do that? You know, I watch these correct. Treehouse shows with my kids. They love these. This guy, this crazy guy, has got this fun show. He builds these ornate treehouses. And I always love watching this guy's brain when he shows up on site, and he picks a tree, And then he comes up with the design. And so that's planning. I always like to simplify everything. That's planning, coming up with an organized way that we're going to build this thing. So those two things seem to go together. And that's all you gave me. And I think that's all you gave me because I think that is what's driving your heart right now. I'm going to take a wild guess because I don't mind being wrong. That if you could do anything you wanted to do tomorrow and knew that it was going to bring in the income you need and you'd be able to take care of the family, you'd probably be doing some type of construction, renovation, woodworking.
Any day of the week.
Huh?
Yeah, any day of the week. Any day of the week, my friend. I fix stuff around the funeral home with it when I'm bored. So, yeah, any day of the week.
Okay, so what do you make right now as a funeral director?
I make just shy of about $100,000.
Okay. And you said you're financially set. Can you give me a quick snapshot of your financial situation?
Sure. We have, we're in the process of paying off our house. We have no debt. We've gone through all of the Ramsey steps with the exception of paying off our house.
Okay. So you've got how much of an emergency fund do you have? 3 or 6 months?
6 months.
Okay. And are you're the director of the funeral home, you said?
Correct. The funeral director and embalmer.
Okay. So how many hours a week are you putting in on average doing both of those things?
Work hours about 40 hours a week, but unfortunately or fortunately, I have a 57-mile drive one way, so I spend about 3 hours a day in the car.
Okay. So what has to be true is what we look at. What has to be true for me to have my own, let's just call it construction company, handyman company, carpentry company, whatever, right? What would you do, by the way? Be specific. What's the real dream? Are you doing renos? Are you building homes? What are you? Let's play that out a little bit more.
Finished carpentry.
Okay, great. So that's really a sub.
Yep.
So you'd be working for contractors.
Correct.
Okay. So what we got to figure out is how do we make that transition? And, you know, how good are you right now? Would you put yourself up there? You wouldn't call yourself a master craftsman as it relates to finished trim, would you? Or are you that good?
No, not. I'm good, but not. I wouldn't call myself a master by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, great. So what we've got to do is you have to build up some credibility, and the way you build up credibility is through experience. So the challenge is you got this 57. You know, you got this crazy schedule.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if you can't do less of the embalming and more of the leading and directing, so that you're less time there, but make the same amount of money. I don't know, but this is where my brain starts going. Because you've been doing the jobs of two people, but you're paying yourself for one position. Is that the case?
So it's a dual role. So unfortunately, I don't have the luxury of picking and choosing. However the schedule lays out is whatever needs to be done has to be done.
Okay, so here's the deal. So you're going to have to sit down with the family, and your wife included, right? And you're going to have to go, okay, look, I'm going to have to start doing some finishing trim, and I'm going to have to do that sometimes on weekends and every once in a while a night. I'm going to start picking up some jobs for the purpose of the experience so that you get better and you start to develop relationships so that you can do it. Because the deal is you're not in a place financially yet. You could be to where you could just walk away from the funeral home and then build up your business as a finishing trim guy. You're just not there yet, but that's all you got to do is get there.
Okay.
So you got to have to make some choices. Part of me says you need to get a funeral director job that's not 57 miles away, but maybe that's not an option if you live in a small town. I'm guessing that's your challenge.
There are job opportunities out here, but the job opportunities as far as compensation are 50, almost $40,000 less.
All right, so here's the deal. Maybe that's the way you do it eventually, but not now. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you discover what you were born to do, and then we help you develop a plan to make that dream a reality. 844 747-2577. Let's go to Houston, Texas, where Matt joins us on the line. Matt, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. I appreciate you taking my call. How are you doing?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I am doing great. Just hanging out. Got my day off today, so I have a lot of respect for what you do. And
thank
I've been
you.
Enjoying you listening for a couple of weeks now, so I'm excited to be on the line.
Well, thank you, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, so just wanted to ask, I guess, for some career advice. So kind of just to give a quick summary for you, I just graduated from Texas A&M this past May of 2020.
Gig'em!
And I started in...
There you go.
And I started an entry-level job in Houston as like a leasing consultant at a really great like luxury apartment company. And I'm performing really well, but I actually don't really like sales, or kind of just what I'm doing just doesn't feel like it matters very much.
Yeah.
But kind of where my real interest stems is when I was in college and a bit of high school, I ran an online business. It's actually a Minecraft server. I'm sure you're familiar with Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. My boys love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ran a Minecraft server for about 5 years. It was amazing experience, wore a lot of hats managing that and kind of learning a lot of skills. A lot of like product management kind of work with that. And actually it was very successful. I made about $40,000, I think, over that whole time. So,
nice.
But it was really unstable. So I just didn't want to continue. And so that's kind of why I took this job.
Okay.
But now I feel like I'm kind of bored and feel like the only skills I'm being utilized for are like great customer service and scale skills.
Sure.
And this company's just like hard to get a job up in the corporate office just because nobody ever wants to leave. It's
what
like
do you want
to
do, Matt? Matt, you've already told me you're bored out of your mind and it feels like your soul's getting sucked out of you slowly. I get it. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Maybe you could help me narrow that down. I think I have a hunch. I really enjoyed the like product manager type of stuff I was doing in my job.
Yeah.
Or in my business. So like, I guess just like developing products, kind of like taking it from just an idea into like actually creating it and like helping customers understand it and, you know,
yeah,
tweaking it here and there. And, but it, like when I've looked around at jobs like that, I do technically, I guess I have like 5 years of experience, but I don't know if like I haven't really gotten any calls back for that.
Yeah,
so
but you're,
really well,
hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. It's because you're doing it the wrong way. If you're not getting calls back, it's because you're doing it the wrong way. Because I think you've got plenty of experience. And I think you believe you do too, but you just started to doubt it because you're not getting any calls back. True or false?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're just applying cold, right?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares. It's like me going out into the woods and with one of Joe's 5 chainsaws, and I cut a tree down in the middle of nowhere, and I stand back, and I look around, and I go, hey, how come nobody's impressed with how I cut this tree down? Why is nobody impressed, Matt, that I cut that tree down? Can you tell me?
Because nobody's there.
Nobody saw me cut the tree down. Nobody even knows. You're
right.
You're playing the resume lottery. So resume's worthless without a relationship. That's why I wrote my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. I'm going to give it to you because listen to me. You've got the experience, man. You really do.
Yeah.
And you're just applying online, and you may not even have a real human even looking at your resume. And when they do, you ready for this? The average hiring manager spends about 7.4 seconds looking at a resume. You've got to build relationships off of the existing relationships that you already have. You already know everybody you need to know. You just got to figure out who they know. And then you got to start getting around people that are working in these companies, that are hiring project managers or product developers. And you got to get around people that are doing that work. You got to shadow some people, hang out, and before you know it, a job opportunity is going to pop up. They're going to go, hey, Matt, I just heard about something. But the reason that nothing's happening for you, brother, is because you're not putting yourself around the right people and you're not putting yourself in the right places. If I want to go catch a train today without a reservation or a ticket, Matt, where would you tell me to go?
Probably go get one.
No, I'd go to the train station. If I'm going to go catch a train,
buy a ticket. Yeah,
I'm going to the train station. If I got no ticket, no reservation, but if I show up at the train station, I promise you, a train's going to come along. That's how we get opportunities. Get around people that are doing what you want to do and get in places where it's happening and watch what happens. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose, this is the Ken Coleman Show. You were meant for so much more than just a job that you're okay with, or certainly a job that you can't stand. You can make the money you want and the difference that you desire all in one job. It's possible. We've got 7 stages. If you walk through them one at a time, you're going to get there. It's get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, and give yourself away. This is how you find true meaning in your work and see purpose in your professional life. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kathy next in Toms River, New Jersey. Kathy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes. Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I'm calling mainly to ask about my husband. He has a business he's been doing for about 16 years now. And just in the past few months, it's really taken off. And he's added a lot more customers to his services. And it's a seasonal business, just so you know.
What kind of business? Do you mind telling me?
It's landscaping. And tree service.
Awesome. And he's had it for 16 years, and now all of a sudden it's popping.
Yes. Yes, it's mostly been landscaping for most of that time. He's only recently added the tree service.
Is that what's making it go zoom, zoom, the tree service?
Yeah, definitely that's played a role.
Okay, great.
So he's been working a full-time job for most of that time.
Uh-huh.
He recently scaled his hours back to part-time as a custodian.
Uh-huh.
So we were just wondering, or at least I was wondering, when would be a good time for him to take the landscaping business to be full time?
When he can feel very confident that he has at least 6 months of his full time custodian salary in the tree landscaping bank account, or he's got 3 months in there. And he feels like he's got enough customers. Not he feels like. He knows he's got enough customers lined up that if he walks from the custodian job, he's not going to have any problem replacing his income. So it's really it's a math thing. So how much does he make as a custodian? What's his annual salary?
That's about like $35,000.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, I think he can get there pretty quick. Does he have any money saved up in the landscaping tree service bank account?
Well, that's the thing. We're trying to do some filing through our state to do payroll taxes. So we don't know exactly how much his profit is as of yet with that.
Yeah. So go ahead and get that, you know, get that company in order, like really know where your money's coming in and where it's going with the side hustle. And so once you guys get a really good picture of your financials, then you can go, oh, well, at this current rate, we think we can put $2,000 to $3,000 a month away. I'm just making that up, right? So let's just say for round numbers, it's $2,000 a month, okay? So then we go, all right, well, if we can put $2,000 away, we call it retained earnings here at Ramsey Solutions. So after all the bills are paid, and that doesn't even include paying him. I would not pay him unless you guys have been living off of it. You've been living off some of the money that he's making on the side hustle?
Not as of yet.
Great. I don't want you to yet. Right. So let's just say in my simple example, you guys figure out that we can put away $2,000 a month with the tree service business. All right. So now we go, well, he only makes 35. So, you know, if we say gross, half of that is 17. Right. Okay. So that means it would take us about what? A year and a half to put the 17 away. Right. I'm sorry. Good gracious. No, less than a year. I said a year and a half. I know what I meant to say. So 2 times 12 is 24, right? So 2 times 9 is 18. So let's call it 9 months. Okay, so 9 months from now, if you could put $2,000 away, he would have half of his salary. He'd have 6 months put in the bank. So then he's going, all right, I got 6 months of my gross, all right, and from the custodian job. And so now I'm going to look at what kind of clientele I got. This is a seasonal thing. So I'm going to have to pad the bank account for the seasonal because it's going to drop off during a certain season.
Yeah.
Right? So you understand, I'm just walking you guys through the very basic math you guys need to do. So once you see that, you go, wait a second. I can leave my full-time custodian job and work for myself when we get here. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Any other questions?
Nope. That's pretty much all I wanted to know.
Hey, but you guys are really close. That's the good news. Really close.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Really, really good. Thanks for the call. 844-747-2577. Victoria is up next in Orlando, Florida. Victoria, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Victoria, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm trying to live the dream.
That's a good answer. What's your question?
Is it dishonest to apply for, accept a job when you know you're not going to stay there? It's not the job of my dreams. It's easy work.
How long do you think you'll be there?
I would like to move on before the end of this year.
Yeah, that's not dishonest.
Like, I want to keep on looking until I get the job I want.
Yeah. Let me reframe your question. Is it dishonest to go work for these folks and do a good job and get a paycheck from them knowing that that's not your dream job?
Yeah, that's my question.
No, I asked you.
I
reframed the way you said it. You just said it all the wrong way.
Okay.
So what do I teach? Do I teach that you can most of the time just walk into your dream job, or do I teach that you need to get on a ladder, sometimes entry level, and start working your way up? What do I teach?
Work your way up.
Okay, so doesn't that imply that you're at some point multiple times going to take a job that you know you're not going to be there long term?
Okay. Okay.
Look, here's the deal. If you take it, what's the job that you've got offered to you?
I don't know how to describe it, but it's in like a social service, like housing.
Great.
And racial disparity.
Great. So you're going to go do an office job in there, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, mostly.
Okay, great. So you take the job. Let's say you start May 1. I'm just making this up.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope to have resigned sometime November, December, because you're moving on to something else. What's dishonest about that? The only thing that's dishonest about that is if you take a paycheck from them and don't do the work that they've asked you to do. You're a good lady. You're an honorable person. So no, go do a good job.
Thank you.
You bet.
And I will.
Yeah, I know you will. And you know what? I love that you're going to go in there and you're going to get your day job and take care of business. And then you're going to keep your eyes up and you're going to be looking for the next step on your ladder. Nobody can tell you how much time you got to work for somebody. It's called the pursuit of happiness, is the way Thomas Jefferson wrote it. What?
You made me feel so much better.
Good, because you need to feel better, because you called me almost guilty about something you haven't even done yet, but you were almost like, I don't know if I'm a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know if I should keep looking and just be like, listen.
Wait a second. Wait. Do you need a job right now?
I do.
Go take the job.
Okay.
Did they already offer it to you?
No, but it's coming.
Say yes.
Okay.
Throw those shoulders back.
Okay.
Go help people. Thank Cash you. Those checks, Victoria, and get your
Thank
eyes
you.
Up. You know what this is?
You.
You're on the side of a mountain right now. You're not. You're still climbing. You may not even know what mountain you want to climb, and that's okay. That's why you listen to my show.
Do.
You do know the
I
mountain.
Do.
Good.
Yes.
Tell me real quick. Give me 10 seconds on what mountain you want to climb.
I want to write. I want to be a writer. I want to write books and write screenplays.
Well, fantastic. I got news for you. Okay?
Yes.
It's going to be hard to get the perfect writing job. So maybe working in social services and doing this kind of work and writing on the side is the perfect way to do it. We don't know. Okay? But it's okay for you to jump from this at the end of this year into a job where you can start writing and getting paid to write. You just do a good job. And when you leave with your head held high. Thank you so much for the call, Victoria. Folks, don't feel guilt about doing work. Don't do it. Go do the job. When it's time to leave, you leave. And leave well. Hey, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for listening. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Rachel Cruz Show.
Hey guys, it's Rachel Cruz, and I'm so excited to tell you about my podcast. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're in debt. They don't even know where to begin, but they have this need, this want to get in control of their money. And if that's you, you have come to the right spot. So in each episode, you're going to get a ton of inspiration and practical advice. If you've not subscribed to The Rachel Cruz Show podcast, make sure you do it today.
To hear full episodes, search Rachel Cruz wherever you listen to podcasts or go to rachelcruz.com.